Dodos Are Forever by Dick King Smith. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. A Proposal.
"Oh, Beatrice," cried Bertie, "you are, beyond doubt, the most beautiful Dodo in the whole wide world."
The whole wide world was, for the Dodos, though they didn't know this, a smallish island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. There were no Dodos anywhere else on Earth. The date, though they didn't know this, was A.D. 1650. And before very long, and luckily they didn't know this either, there would be no Dodos anywhere at all on Earth. The Dodo would be extinct. Or that's what everybody has always thought. Till now. Beatrice bridled with pleasure at her boyfriend's words. She bent her neck, for she was somewhat larger than him, and scratched the top of his head with the hooked point of her long, oddly shaped beak. "I bet you say that to all the girls," she said softly.
"I most certainly do not," said Bertie.
He looked around at the rest of the huge flock of Dodos feeding busily along the shore, tearing open crabs and other shellfish with their tin opener bills.
"It wouldn't worry me," he said, "if all that lot was wiped out, so long as I still had you."
"Silly," said Beatrice fondly. "And anyway, they couldn't possibly be wiped out. Dodos have no enemies. Everyone knows that."
And at the time, she was right. For tens of thousands of years, Dodos had lived happily on that island, and died too, but usually of old age. With their huge bodies and their stupid little wings, they couldn't...